Hey everybody, Jonah Hart, no make wrong one day at a time, Nikki here. Some days you just gotta clean it up. The way things show up when one would consider themselves to be in a stressful situation for me is different now, in the sense that I don't have any chatter going on about it. More reaction. It shows up whenever it shows up, right? It happened to show up today. I've been a big, huge container for a lot going on for the past 3 weeks, and so far, so good. And then today, with my mom's intake call, my identity was right there. Egoic identity, conditioned mind. Wow, just taking shit personal. The lady's cutting me off. What I know about myself is that that's a no-no. You don't cut me off. Well, you don't cut the egoic identity off, because then the egoic identity is reacting. So I was in little huffy fits, and it was pretty freaking mild, thank goodness. And I kept my mouth quiet because the intake is for my mother, for me. And now that I'm on the other side of it, as I'm sitting here and it's over, I'll share a little bit more about what happened in a second so you get the whole world of it. Now that I'm on the other side of it, it's like so ridiculous. And I'm not making myself wrong. I'm just noticing how the egoic identity just can take you over in 2 seconds, man. Doesn't matter how long you practice. It completely falls under the one-liner, I'm an a-hole till I'm not. And I'm not until I am. And I was not until I am, and today I was. And as the woman was asking questions and I shared with her, I apologize to her because I recognize I have a sense in the realm of sensing. It just, that's what's going on inside. That sense of stress. It's that old sense of stress without all the conversation about it. It just is, boom, there in this conversation with this woman, and all these old owies got triggered, and I saw each one of them come up, which is really a trip. That's the only reason I was able to just keep my mouth shut, bite my tongue, so to speak. And I'm not one to bite my tongue, you got to get that. I don't bite my tongue. We got through that, and I apologized to her. She's every bit a part of our humanity, and she was just great. Thank God she doesn't take anything personal. The conversation continues, and I'm grateful that I cleaned it up. Yeah, it's because I cleaned it up. I can sit here and share this with you. I got nothing in my space. I didn't add any new caca on top of any caca that's there that's disappearing or dissipating. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's all good. Anyway, so yeah, that's just the way life shows up, you know, out of the blue. I'm not trying to be an a-hole, and yet there it is. I learned a long time ago in those rooms that I tell you about, AA rooms, that there's a bit of good in the worst of us and a bit of bad in the best of us. So it's not a surprise to me personally when somebody shows up in either one of those spaces for me. It's how I learned to live my life. And it's how you're going to get to give yourself permission. to live life as well, and others around you. Way more peaceful, my friends, way more peaceful. So keep on keeping on. Enjoy your day. Have a good one. And yeah, no make wrong, right? No make wrong. I cleaned it up. Biggie, biggie, biggie. I got nothing new to carry around with me. Very huge. That is a win, okay? And not in an egoic sense, but just for the heart space. It's who you are.